Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Sheriff's detectives are asking for the public's help in identifying and locating a man who robbed the U.S. Cellular store on Central Avenue in McKinleyville Tuesday. Store staff said the suspect, described as an adult Hispanic or Native American male with a stocky build, wearing a gray hoodie and sunglasses, walked into the store pointing a gun at an employee and demanded money. While the robbery was in progress, suspect heard a noise from a back office and forced the employee to the back, where a manager was on the phone with his wallet in hand making a phone order. The manager saw the gun, dropped the wallet, and put his hands in the air, and at the time the suspect stole the wallet along with an undisclosed amount of cash from the register. Before leaving, the suspect forced the employees into a bathroom and attempted to lock it and then fled the scene. Anyone with information about the incident or the suspect is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Yesterday afternoon at 5 p.m., Fortuna police received a report of a theft that had just occurred in front of Safeway. A man had approached the Salvation Army bell ringer and stole the donation kettle that is used to collect holiday donations. The bell ringer pursued the subject on foot and managed to recover the kettle. The subject then fled on foot to the rear of Safeway. With the assistance of several witnesses, officers were able to locate and arrest the suspect, 23-year-old Kevin Clausen, in the area of Berry Avenue. Clausen is currently on probation and had been arrested just last month for burglary to several vehicles. More students than ever are hoping to pursue their degrees at Humboldt State University. During the last 2 months, more than 13,000 prospects applied for the fall 2013 semester. That would make it HSU's busiest application season. First-time freshman applicants surged to over 10,000 from 8,600 last year. That's a 19% gain. The results are similar for other CSU colleges across the state, as each campus received more applications from first-time freshmen and transfer applicants than last year. The increase made for a fourth straight year of record system-wide levels. A minor 3.7 earthquake rattled Humboldt County's coast at 8:50 yesterday morning. The quake was located 23 miles southwest of Ferndale, 38 miles southwest of Eureka, at a depth of 12 miles. That's according to the U.S. Geological Survey preliminary earthquake report. The sheriff's office reported that an inmate at the county jail in Eureka died yesterday morning after suffering from an yet unidentified medical ailment. An inmate notified jail staff that 35-year-old Jonathan Sorrell of Hoopaw was in medical distress. Officers responded and called for jail medical staff as well as an ambulance. Officers report that Sorrell was still breathing when they reached him, but then stopped, and they began CPR. Despite those efforts, Sorrell was pronounced dead by a doctor shortly after the ambulance arrived. An autopsy has been scheduled to determine the cause of death, and at this time foul play has been ruled out. More KINS News after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
Reporter Dan Squire brings you an update on the consolidation effort for Humboldt Bay Fire. Here's Dan with more.
The consolidation of the Humboldt Bay Fire Department is a work in progress, but the work of firefighting, training, and more training continues as the department brings in new members and new equipment. One piece of equipment recently added to the department was the fireboat, which operates on Humboldt Bay and has already proven its worth, according to Assistant Chief Bill Gillespie.
One of the biggest things we found with the fireboat, after having been able to use it to supply water across the bay in Samoa last month, is just how much water we have the capability of moving with that boat. Part of the design, a lot of the work that went into the design of that boat, was the contingency. If we have the big earthquake, we have the big fire, can we bring this in, tie it up at the foot of F Street, and lay large supply hose up toward the middle of the business district.
The fire at the warehouse on Samoa caused heavy damage, and having the fireboat available meant that firefighters had more than enough water on hand.
Over at Samoa, they laid a long lay of supply hose, and the guys that were operating on the boat said, oh, we could have pushed a whole lot more water if we'd have had more hose capability. They laid a 5-inch supply line, which will move a tremendous volume of water from one place to another.
Gillespie went on to point out that the training of department personnel is in full swing as they merge companies and become proficient with new equipment.
Thank you, Dan. With the KINS of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.